The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Possibly my favorite Friends song. Hello. And there's Stevie Wonder on the harmonica. That's one of the reasons I find it to be as appealing as it is. Music sets the tone for so much in our life, and that's why we put the things together we do to start off our conversation in the various hours of the Good Day program. Hi, 7 after the hour. It is a Tuesday, the day of the Indiana primary. Today, some people think this is the most important primary, but then we heard that last week because those primaries were the most important, and then we heard from Super Tuesday fans in March it was the most important primary. Can you believe we're in May already? Let's find out what we can behind the scenes and dig around in depth here with a commentary certainly from you. That would be appropriate. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show, Instagram.com/Good Day Show. Email to Doug @DougStefan.com. Here is Newsy's Kate Grumke talking about the news media, focusing on how important the primary is in Indiana today, when there are other states still to come that could be more decisive for those who are Republicans.
A lot of people are saying if Donald Trump gets the most votes in Indiana, he's pretty much won the nomination, including Trump himself.
If we win Indiana, it's over, okay?
So here's the math behind that claim. Trump currently has 997 delegates, compared to Ted Cruz's 566. Republicans need 1,237 delegates to win the nomination. And Indiana is a winner-take-most state. So of the 57 delegates the state has to offer, Trump is expected to get as many as 55. Four delegates on Tuesday. That would put Trump at 1,051 delegates, just 186 short of the nomination. And he's pulling well enough in most of the remaining states that unless there's a major upset, the nomination is probably his. So what major upset could ruin his chances? California. The state has so many delegates, 172, that if Trump doesn't win it, that would probably throw the GOP into a contested convention. But that doesn't seem likely. According to Real Clear Politics, Trump is averaging 17 points above Cruz in California.
Aha. All right, so let's see what we can work on here. Here's political director Steve Shigaris of CBS explaining how this could be the deciding primary for both sides.
If Cruz loses and doesn't stay in this race, I think it's obviously it's Trump as the nominee on the Republican side. We're not going to see Sanders get out of this, but again, Sanders doesn't have a mathematical chance. Let's just put it this way. He has a very slim mathematical chance of even catching up to Hillary Clinton. So even if he wins, it's not going to get him any closer to the nomination. So I think if it goes Trump and Clinton, I think we're talking about that's the general election matchup.
All right, who agrees with that? I think maybe a lot of people are thinking that, for sure. Here's a host from Indiana named Abdul Hakim Shabazz talking about Ted Cruz naming Carly Fiorina as his running mate and how that doesn't seem to be making any difference at all with voters there.
A lot of folks who didn't like Ted Cruz before, Carly Fiorina didn't really change a whole lot. Maybe some of those folks are maybe lukewarm to Ted Cruz's candidacy, but were Carly Fiorina supporters. There were a handful of them that have spoken over the past few days that say, all right, I'm excited again because Carly's there. But there are a lot of Republican women who are big Carly supporters. Matter of fact, ironically, Carly Fiorina's former Indiana campaign co-chair is now executive director of the Trump campaign, and she wasn't going back to support Carly. So it's been, in the universe of win, lose, or draw, it's been a very slight, maybe just a hair of a win, but not a whole lot.
Hmm. All right. Now, on the NPR side of things, as long as we're focusing on different media, Mara Liasson says, after today, the Ted Cruz campaign is finished, over, done, kaputsko.
This is not just the last best chance for the Stop Trump movement. This is the last chance. And the polls had looked a lot tighter before. Now they look closer. I think that if Donald Trump beats him there and performs, like his poll numbers say, goes on to win big in California, it's all done. It doesn't matter that Cruz has lined up all sorts of people who want to vote for him on the second ballot. I don't think there's going to be a second ballot.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there is either, actually. Here's Griff Jenkins, who's a radio host as well. I think his program is in Indiana, talking to voters about who they're supporting in today's primary.
Have you decided who you're supporting in the primary, and why?
Ted Cruz, he holds conservative values that our nation should stand for.
I have not decided yet. None of the above, is that an option? I wish we could go back and do this over again.
I'm voting for Bernie. I think he just cares the most about...
I will vote against Hillary, regardless if she's... Yeah, so that's basically it.
I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. The most qualified person is probably ever run for the office.
I'm not particularly fond of any of the candidates on either side, but if I had to choose, I'd probably vote for Hillary.
Undecided.
I think by Election Day, I want to hear a few more things that they have to say, actually. I'm tired of watching people just spend.
I'm voting Donald Trump. There's something about Cruz that just doesn't, we're not clicking.
Probably leaning towards Hillary, but not totally decided.
I have not decided, no.
I'm leaning towards Ted Cruz because I think he's the only true conservative left in the race.
Are you excited that it's all come down to Indiana?
You know, I never would have thought that it would have come down to Indiana.
Huh. Really? All right, well, as that saga continues, I'm going to talk with you about the ways people are getting to vote and other things that are not necessarily a part of the situation that we find ourselves in, who's voting, who's not voting, why are they voting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as we continue here on Good Day. It's 13 past the hour.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company. Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteranCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteranCenter.org.
All right, 17 after the hour, we're talking about what to watch for in the Indiana primaries. The Trump foes think that this is the decisive end of the Cruz campaign. Then there are those who are warning of a backlash because of various things that Trump has said regarding trade, what we do here and there. All of these things have been going back and forth. What I find most interesting today are the voter ID rules and how they have affected the races thus far and how they may continue to affect the races. The fact that we need to have an ID, in my opinion anyway, I think that it shows outrageous disrespect not to prove that you are a citizen, not to have to prove who you are. I think it's disrespect for the system as far as that goes. I'm looking at Texas and some of the things that have gone on this year, Democrats, Republicans. This started about 10 years ago. Voter identification laws have been the focus of a lot of political debates, a lot of social debates. I bet many of you have talked about this maybe with friends, conversation over dinner, whatever. Mostly it's the Republicans that argue that the regulations are needed to combat election fraud. So what does that say? Why do the Democrats disrespect this process as much as they do? It's very, very political and very one-sided, it seems to me. The Democrats say it's intended to suppress turnout. Republicans say we ought to have proof. This is one area in which I agree completely with the Republicans, if in fact that's how you want to break it all down, Republican versus Democrat. I don't know. I think it's just generally the right thing to do. Voter ID laws are in place in most of the, 14, I think, or 15 states for the first time when the election rolls around in November. But when you think about the fiasco that has been a part of the election in many of the bigger states, supposedly more important states, for example, Pennsylvania was a mess last week, New York was awful, all kinds of problems. Providence, Rhode Island, people say Rhode Island and Providence in the same breath, but Rhode Island was a joke. Florida was horrible. What do these people do? I'd say that there are two sides to this, and it affects the turnout. The number one thing is that we have a lot of people intimidated by the new rules. Some people are not trying to vote at all because they don't have ID. What human being can't get a hold of ID? Why? What do I not understand? What do you not understand? What is there that makes it so difficult to get a driver's license or some other form of picture ID? Okay, so you can say I'm too old to get a driver's license. All right, well, there are other ways of getting ID. 26% of people in our country say they're too busy to get an ID. Huh? How? So then really you don't give a damn about being an American. That's the way I see it. If you don't have an ID or you aren't qualified to vote for whatever the reason, then you really are abusing what you have as a terrific, terrific freedom. I guess you have this priceless thing that so many people around the world would almost kill to have. And, you know, here's 600,000 people in Texas that are not eligible to vote. They don't have acceptable ID. This goes back to 2014. Most of the strict photo ID laws have been enacted in the past decade by states that are Republican, more Republicans than Democrats. Many are southern states where election procedures have been under federal supervision for compliance with the Voting Rights Act. And there are a lot of problems. There are a lot of bigots. There are a lot of people who just kind of, you know, I don't know. It stupefies me, frankly, when I think about these laws and how people are breaking them. 21 after the hour here.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who has, among other things, a great medical practice in New York City. He does a great radio program that's heard a lot of stations that carry this program, as a matter of fact, over the weekend carry Dr. Hoffman. He has a great newsletter, the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, which you can sign up for by going to his website, drhoffman.com. The focus of the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter this week is gluten intolerance and whether or not it's BS. So, what's your conclusion?
My conclusion is that it's decidedly not BS.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. I've got it, and it ain't BS.
Yeah, but the headlines would have you believe otherwise. And really, this is the way it goes, you know, in science and in thought in general, is that these ideas emerge, which are controversial ideas, and at first they're rejected, they're ridiculed, and then all of a sudden people wake up and say, hey, you know, maybe there is something to it, and then finally it becomes an orthodox. And then we've got this movement where, you know, virtually everyone who's chic and cool is on a gluten-free diet, maybe to some extent to an excess. You know, this is like a badge of being with it, you know, that it's kind of a food fad. But this is a real phenomenon for at least a considerable minority of people who really do have serious problems around eating gluten, even if they don't have celiac disease. Yeah. And, you know, recently they did a study which purports to show that people don't have true gluten allergy. But the study's been misinterpreted. And basically, they took people off a whole slew of foods that could cause problems, all grains, many fruits and vegetables that could cause some problems. Then they reintroduced gluten in a blinded fashion. In other words, the people didn't know whether they had gluten or whether they didn't have gluten. Yep. And after just 3 days, people were were somewhat bothered, but they were also bothered by a control challenge, which was unfortunately whey, which is a dairy derivative, which a lot of people have problems with. So the study was very, very flawed. And on the basis of that, they said, oh, these people are just imagining that they're gluten sensitive. I don't think you can fairly conclude that from the study. And I run that down in that article in the newsletter, and it's on our website, so check it out.
Yeah, it really is. It's an important thing to read and understand. I will tell you, it's not a figment of my imagination. There are certain things that I can eat, and I know better, but I don't really know. Sometimes certain breads and grains don't affect me, and some do.
Yep.
I was at a Panera, had a bowl of tomato soup last night, and a half of a sandwich. And the bread's fresh and it's wonderful and stuff, but man, yeah. And I've had dinner or lunch there hundreds of times, and it didn't affect me usually, but last night it did, and I just feel that it's a horribly uncomfortable feeling that you get because of the gluten intolerance.
You know, it's not just gas and bloating. A lot of people think, oh, it's going to be a gastrointestinal problem exclusively, but we see patients with brain fog, with mood problems, with joint aches. I had a guy the other day who said, since getting off gluten, his arthritis is much better. Yeah. So, a lot of stuff is going on here. We don't quite understand this, but to limit it to just maybe 3% of the population has true celiac disease, tell everybody else to stuff their face with bread, pizza, and pasta.
Oh,
not
pizza,
a great idea.
Pizza is awful. Pastas, it is in the flour, though, isn't it? Often, that's part of the problem?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, it's a very high percentage of gluten, which is something that is believed is kind of hard for humans to digest. Think of it as a relatively recent addition to the human diet because people didn't eat grains prior to maybe a few thousand years ago.
All right, gluten-free, good article, Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. Sign up for it at drhoffman.com.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
The way our government tries to convince us to eat more fruit and vegetables, you would think those are the most important crops grown on our nation's farms. But the government apparently doesn't think so. Our tax dollars provide a wide variety of farm subsidies, price supports, crop insurance, disaster payments, market controls, and even direct product promotion. Big subsidies go mostly to large corporate farms, not family farms, and only to those that grow corn, wheat, soybeans, cotton, and rice. Smaller subsidies are given for peanuts, sorghum, and mohair. But there are no subsidies for all the meat, fruit, and vegetables most Americans eat. When we look through the lens of liberty, we know that these special deals for chosen crops and producers violate the first principle of American democracy, equal treatment for all.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Besties, all right, 34 at the hour. This is the Good Day program for Tuesday, 5/3/16. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. We were talking about the Indiana primary and politics in general. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, the Indiana primary thoughts. To boost whatever. I like it because we'll share the thoughts of people who are listening to the program, and then you can agree or disagree and think, oh, this is something that makes sense or it doesn't make any sense. James writes, today is the Indiana primary. Please vote if you're a Hoosier. I don't care who you vote for. Just get out and vote. Most of you are pretty nice people who care about one another. I have good reason to believe that if you vote, even if the outcome doesn't go your way, the pure participation will benefit our country. Yes, I think that's an excellent point of view, James. Sherry writes, I predict that Donald Trump will win Indiana and Lion Ted Cruz won't resign the primary race. You see, it's not about the will of the American voters because Ted knows better than us stupid regular folks. I have always maintained from the beginning that it's, that he's a loser and you're a loser. If you want to lose, you vote for Cruz. That's it, plain and simple, in my mind. Now, Vern writes, I will not be casting a vote for any presidential candidate. I really don't care who becomes president. The system is broken. A select few control whichever puppet they choose to put in place. And us, the common people, never really know the truth. For once in my life, the Indiana primary really matters. And for once in my life, I really don't care who wins. I wonder how many people in California and some of the other states that haven't voted yet feel the same way. Hopefully, you'll be able to maneuver yourself out of all of that. It would be sweet if you vote, and sweet if you qualify to vote. One of the things I was just talking about, voter ID, and how so many hundreds of thousands of people don't have photo ID, and so they're not acceptable. I don't know. The Voting Rights Act of 1965, Supreme Court invalidated key provisions of that act in 2013. Maybe it's time for another test. What do you think? 888-302-3684. I'm very interested in privacy and people who want to have their privacy. People who are public often have to give up their privacy. Do you need to? If you're a person who is a quote-unquote celebrity, is it necessary for you to give up your privacy? One of the questions asked frequently by many people, such is the root of the Amy Schumer selfie story. You know that she is a comedian. She's an actress. She's quite present in many people's minds. Many people think that she's very funny. I don't happen to think she's very funny, but listen, I'm not her audience. She does have a following. She does do well. There have been a lot of people speculating as to why she got so upset after being approached by somebody the other day for a selfie. She said, no, I don't want you to take my picture, and that's her right. Why do people think they automatically have? The guy that she was confronting said, no, I have a right to take a picture of you. You're a celebrity. I know you don't, frankly, at all. Anyway, here's podcaster Anna Kasparian talking about Amy Schumer's reaction to a fan who took pictures of her even after she asked him to stop.
Should fans feel entitled when it comes to celebrities and taking photos with them? Well, that issue came up this past weekend when Amy Schumer alleged that she was bombarded by a fan who took a selfie with her even after she asked him to not do so. Now, at the center of this whole controversy is a man by the name of Leslie Brewer, and Amy Schumer took a photo of him and posted it on her social media in order to raise awareness about the fact that it's unacceptable for people to just come up to her and take pictures without asking. And so here's what she wrote about it. This guy in front of his family just ran up next to me, scared the shit out of me, put a camera in my face. I asked him to stop and he said, no, it's America and we paid for you. This was in front of his daughter. I was saying stop and no. Great message to your kid. She also continues to say, yes, legally you're allowed to take a picture of me, but I was asking you to stop and saying no. I will not take pictures with people anymore, and it's because of this dude in Greenville.
Huh. I just get so, like, fed up with this argument that people have that,
it's amazing, isn't
it? Because we live in America and freedom, I should be able to do whatever I want to whoever I want. You know, I think that most people who are famous, whether they're actors or comedians, get into the business because that's their dream. That's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some people do it because they want to be famous and they want attention, but I don't think that's the majority of people. And I just, you know, I feel like taking selfies has become the new autograph, and it's way more invasive than just asking someone to sign something. I don't know. If you are a fan of someone, you should respect them. It seems basic.
Yeah, it is basic, but people don't have respect. There are no boundaries today, and we can thank much of the social media. We can thank much of the technology that's around today. There are videos and pictures being taken, and people are spending all their time looking at these devices and trying to find out more about celebrities for whatever it is that's lacking in their own lives. And that's really what it is. All this attention focused on other people takes away from you and what's going on in your life. What is going on in your life when you feel so tied to this sort of thing? Here's a lady named Christine Brown talking to somebody named Leslie Brewer. Brewer is the man that Amy Schumer said took the pictures of her after she asked him to stop.
Just a few seconds of video with comedian Amy Schumer has turned Leslie Brewer into a recognizable face.
Yeah, I'm setting the record straight.
It was a celebrity fan selfie gone wrong.
I peek around and like I see her face and I'm like, all right, cool. So I hurry up and get on my Instagram and I'm like, there goes Amy. And then she just loses it and she just gets mad. And
Schumer performed in Greenville Friday and was spotted downtown Saturday. That day she turned to Instagram to tell her followers about the selfie scuffle. She took a picture of Brewer and said she wouldn't be taking any more pictures with fans because of him. She also claimed he told her that she was paid for and that he scared her before taking the selfie after she told him not to. It happened right here at the corner of Main Street and McBee Avenue. He says there were lots of other people around pointing, shouting, and taking pictures of the comedian.
And I told her this is America. I said in America when you see a celebrity, you go and take a selfie. Like, we got selfie sticks for it. Like, I mean, this is what our culture is.
Now he says he's being bullied online by her fans and that she told him it would happen, even though he believes they don't know the full story.
If I wasn't as strong of a person I am, people would really cry and break down over all the comments. I'm like, that is totally false, what she wrote about me.
He tells us he apologized and turned the video off as soon as he realized she was upset. He says he's not the man that Schumer's post shows him to be.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he admit that he told her that this is America?
Yeah.
And what she wrote about him sounds
we paid for you.
True. I don't know. To me, it seems, I said before, it's basic. Celebrities are humans, too, and should have the same rights that all of the other humans in America have.
Right. Sometimes they go overboard, and under the circumstances, they get themselves into circumstances that might be a little tight. Sometimes they ask for it, if you will, but you know, if somebody says, I do not want you to take a picture with me, or I don't want you to do this, or I don't want you to do that, then you need to respect their privacy, you need to respect their wishes. And some people just, again, don't have boundaries. It kind of depends on the circumstances, and also depends on where your head's at. Sometimes people just like to, you know, they express themselves in different ways. That's people read it differently. Okay, 43 after the hour here on Good Day.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
This report is brought to you by Capital One. According to the Capital One Rewards Barometer, nearly 1 in 4 rewards cardholders say it's difficult to determine the value of their earnings. Our lives are busy enough. Do you really want a credit card that makes things more complicated? Instead, look for a straightforward card that makes life easier and saves money. Then you'll have time to enjoy its benefits. Capital One has your back, with products and tools that work together to create an effortless experience. For instance, the Quicksilver card from Capital One has a flat 1.5% earn rate, with no limits or expiration dates, and no foreign transaction fees. It's easy to use and comes with additional perks, like the Capital One wallet, that makes it easy to stay organized on the go. And Second Look, which proactively flags potentially mistaken or unexpected charges. Don't complicate your life. Instead, find a card that makes it easier. For more information on Quicksilver and other Capital One products and tools, visit www.capitalone.com. That's www.capitalone.com. I'm Cecilia Filguera.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1...
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
All right, let's see. We have 46 after the hour here on the Good Day program. The Amy Schumer selfie story has taken on a life of its own, but it gets, I think, to a bigger, if you want to use the term, problem. It gets to a bigger focus of how everybody has this expectation they have a right to, or they think that, but this guy said, we paid for you. What? Huh? You paid for me. You can have a selfie with me if you want. Or not, depending on what, you know, how you approach me or whomever. Anyway, here's a talk host named Mark Kay with Megan Lane talking to Amy Schumer about this incident.
When we came to work today, we saw this story about this guy who was not so nice when demanding a photo. What, I mean, can you tell us what happened with that? He just, like, ran up to you on the street?
Yeah, so I was walking alone and just listening to my Walkman, like, you know, working out. And this guy, out of nowhere, you know, because I can't hear because I'm listening to music, like, just pops up next to me, and I kind of gasp. And then he just starts taking pictures of me. And I go, can you stop? Can you stop? And then he starts recording. And I go, would you mind deleting that? And I take off my sunglasses. And he's like, oh, sorry. And then he picks his phone right back up and just keeps taking pictures of me. And he goes, and I'm like, stop. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I'm like, no. And he won't stop. And he was with his wife and his daughter. And then he crosses the street and he turns around to me. He puts his hands in the air. He goes, this is America. And we were fans. We paid for you. And I was like, what does that mean? I'm like, that's a really good message to send to your daughter, dude.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I ran up in front of him. And I took a picture of him, and I was like, okay, well, 4 million people are going to find out that you're a piece of
shit. Yeah.
Right.
And, it was such a violation. And then I know he's like, he posted a video like back of the moment where I said, can you please delete that?
Sorry.
Can you delete that?
And then he's acting like that's all he did. Like, as if I would get that upset.
Right.
If that's all he did. Like, that happens all the time. You know, somebody... You know, I usually just take photos of people, but this guy, it was so rude, and it was just such a, to be going no and stop and have somebody just like, no, I don't care.
I am flabbergasted with all of this stuff. Is it the most important thing going on in the world today? No, probably not. There's a story that has to do with personal freedom and rights and stuff. About a lady named Samantha Nyman, who claims that the Getty Foundation in Los Angeles violated her civil rights. She said she was deterred from applying for the foundation's multicultural undergraduate internship last year because she said she was denied a place after being told only Black, Asian, Latino, Native American, and Pacific Islander candidates were eligible. Good luck with them.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Time here on Good Day. Tom Kreidler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard on hundreds of radio stations all around the country, helps good homes become better. I'm eager for you. I'm going to invite you, Tommy, to my new home. We'll have a little sort of summer warming in June.
Do I need to bring my tools?
Yeah, absolutely. But why else would I invite you? Come on, pal. Let's get with the program. Anyway, there's a great book. You have this. Do you still give these books away online? Are you selling My Home, My Money Pit? That's
yeah,
a great,
sure.
That's a great book. I think you got to find that. You
can Owner's
find
manual it. For your home.
Yeah, it is. It's very cool. Leslie Segretti adorns the cover, and also Tom. I don't think you had that much hair. Was that like an airbrush? What happened with that picture on that?
Photoshop, baby.
Oh, that's it. Gotta perfectly. It. All right. So anyway, Tom has answers to some of your questions in a matter of moments. Here are your household improvement questions. He's the man. If he can't answer, nobody can. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Okay, 56 after the hour. Tom Kreidler here to answer your questions. Barbara in Indiana has a fan in her over-the-stove microwave, and it doesn't vent to the outside. And the question is, should it be? Should it be vented? Any of those stoves should be vented outside, shouldn't
they?
Yeah,
if your stove's on an outside wall, Barbara, it absolutely should be vented to the outside. I mean, sort of, the stoves are all sold as recirculators. But if you have the opportunity to vent it, usually there's a panel on the back that's kind of like a punch-out panel that can be disassembled by a technician. But you have to cut a hole, obviously, in the wall and vent it outside. But you're always better off. You're going to get better action out of that vent fan by actually pulling the grease and the smoke and the steam out of your house as opposed to just dumping it back in. Because while those filters can clean the grease and reduce the smoke, they don't do anything to change the moisture.
Really?
Coming up off the stove. Yeah, well, right. I mean, there's nothing there to collect it, so you want to vent it out.
Right. Jeffrey, who listens to us in Maine, has noticed rot around the bottom of his wood siding. His wife puts plants up next to the wall, and he's wondering, duh. If that causes it. Okay, Jeffrey.
I think we're going to settle a bet. We're settling a bet here.
Yeah, it could be. Is it a divorce?
Well, listen, there are many things that cause decay in wood. Usually it's attributable to shade and moisture. And so if, I don't know what kinds of plants she's putting against it. If it's just small plants, it's probably not having an effect. But I suspect it's a shady side of the house. And the first thing you should try to do is get some natural sunlight in there, because that has the best long-term effect on stopping decay, which can form when you have moss and mildew and mold and algae that just sits on that surface. You're going to have to treat it right now, because I'm sure, although you're seeing some rot, there's probably more that you don't see. So I would spray that side of the house down with a product called Spray and Forget, which is not going to hurt the plants. And once you apply the product, it will go to work sort of killing off the moss and the mold and the mildew and the algae. And then try to give that area some sunlight if you possibly can. If the wood is truly decayed, it has to be replaced. If it's partially decayed, just like a hole here and there, you can scrape out the decayed wood and you can patch it and repaint it.
With what?
With a wood filler. There's different types of wood fillers. If it's really deep, there's an epoxy product that you can mix up, like if you had like a hole in a sill.
Right. Yeah.
And you pack it in there, just like you're filling a hole in a tooth, so to speak.
Does it have strength as well as durability?
Oh, yeah. It's actually stronger than the wood.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all right. Tough stuff. All right. A couple of good questions and a couple of good answers from Tom Kreidler, who is the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Check out moneypit.com. 59 after on Good Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.